Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're going downtown.
You know, they said, hey, Gary, can you fill in on Friday? I said, of course. That means I get to talk to Jason Roop, former editor of Style Weekly and founder of the media and PR firm Spring Story. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. It's good to talk to you, too. And there's a new twist in the Coliseum saga today.
Yeah, so so it looks like a new plan has emerged. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we, you know, it seems like we've been talking about this for a while, and we have. If you look back at the timeline, we're coming up on 2 years now. But yesterday we learned from reporting in the Times-Dispatch and Richmond BizSense, want to give them credit, on a new alternative plan that's been put forth, and it was put forth in January and even before then by Josh Builder. And Josh is a local developer with Sterling Builder. He's done some projects around town a lot with historic rehab. And he has said, you know what, I think I can develop that area that we're talking about, this 10-block area around the Coliseum and the Coliseum itself, for a lot less money than the $1.4 billion plan that's under consideration right now by the city. He says he can do it by, instead of tearing the arena down, he'll just rebuild it. He'll renovate it. He'll build other projects around it. He'll create something called Navy Hill Yards, which is like he likens it to the Chelsea Piers in New York. And he can get a hotel in, housing, office space. It might not be as large of a project as the Coliseum, but he says it might be a more creative and inclusive version.
So the city, this was a non-starter with the city. Tell me why.
Yeah, well, to answer that question, it helps to go back a little bit just to review how we got to this point. The city decided that it would issue a request for proposals to redevelop this area back in November of 2018, and it gave people, November 2017, and it gave people 3 months to put together a plan that would fulfill all of these requirements. But what we know now is that DominionEnergyArena.com had been registered in February, months before this RFP came out. So, you know, this plan that we're talking about, really, by the time the RFP was due, the folks behind the current proposal had at least a year to refine, develop, plan, put this whole thing together. For the rest of the public, they only had 3 months. So Josh said, you know, I had suggested doing something before the RFP was put out, but I didn't have time to put a full plan together. But I thought I'd throw my hat into the ring. But the city is saying, you know what, it's just too late, and it doesn't fulfill all our requests for proposals.
We're talking to Jason Roop. Now, Jason, wasn't part of the idea behind the city was to create a new Coliseum and not a renovated Coliseum?
Yes, the city's RFP asked for a bigger Coliseum. I think that'll be one of the arguments. We don't know exactly how big this current Josh's plan will be, Josh Builder, but they'll say, well, we need a larger Coliseum to be more competitive. But there are some, you know, there's some give and take. People are going to argue that the current plan has, you know, they've said it's just too big. It involves diverting a lot of new property tax revenue and other taxes from an 80-block area of downtown to help pay for this over the next 30 years. So this Josh's plan is much different in scale, and he would refinance it. He would buy some of the property and maybe ask for some tax abatements, but not take on as much debt. So, you know, the question I think here is, should we be looking at alternatives at this point? The city says no, we have one on the table, but keep in mind, they've been negotiating this plan for a year now. So the NH District's plan that was due on February 2018, that came in. They looked at it. The mayor came out in November of 2018 and said, I'm for this plan. This is what we're going to do. And it's now been 4 more months since that announcement where they've been negotiating. So nobody really knows what's happening. We don't know what they're negotiating. We haven't been allowed to see the original plan that was submitted. So there's a lot of uncertainty. And when there's this uncertainty that happens, other people are going to come forward. This is going to muddy the debate. And it's hard to ignore that there might be other ideas for this area now.
Yeah, a lot of cloak and dagger stuff going on with this story, that's for sure. Okay, hey, before I let you go, give us a taste of what's going on around town this weekend.
Yeah, there's some good stuff this weekend. China Fest is happening Saturday at VMFA. This is a good thing for if you're looking for something to take the family to and have the kids, you know, run around and have fun. They have the traditional dances. You can make crafts, and that runs 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. tomorrow at the Virginia Museum. It's free, which is even better. There's also down at the Altria Theater, they've got Waitress the Musical running. That's going to be down all weekend. And that's the, you know, from the 2007 movie that featured Keri Russell. A lot of people saw that, and then it went to Broadway in 2016. A lot of people like Sarah Bareilles, and she's not going to be in this one, but she did write the music and lyrics. And then if you're up for a little reggae, there's a Bob Marley birthday bash on Saturday at the Broadbury with Mighty Joshua, very well known around town, and he's going to be performing with Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Can I throw a couple others at you?
Yeah, what else is going on?
Oh, we got the Virginia International Auto Show this weekend at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. That's always a great time. And also, and this is just a personal shout out to, there's the annual Bowl-a-thon for Children's Hospital at VCU. Fundraiser is at the Hanover Lanes in Mechanicsville. I'll be participating in that tomorrow. So looking forward to that fundraiser. Always great to be a part of anything that raises money for our friends over at Children's Hospital. Jason, always great to talk to you. Thanks for everything, as always. We'll see you down the road.
Thank you. Hope you raise a lot of money, DeGary. Have a good weekend.
Style Weekly editor and founder of the media and PR firm Spring Story, Jason Roop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.